Das kann so sagen, dass ich jetzt geschlagen habe, wenn Juden sagen, dass es darf ein Alef. Mich ist, dass Juden haben, wie es so alle Chöder ist, echt der Chulu. Fakt mal, Juden seems to be saying the same thing that Tanakami also said 30 days. Aber I said the difference is only in regard to where the husband is a Kohen. Rava, that's, they wanted to bring down that difference. Rava said, the difference is where there's a month of 29 days. According to Juden, that's a month. And that would be what we need. Whereas according to Tanakami, he always has 30 days. Rav said, we only allow him to remain married when he specifically stated that the vow should be for 30 days. However, if he assigned no time limit, we make him divorce her immediately. Shmuel said that even if he gave no time limit, we allow him to remain married for 30 days because maybe he'll find a way to annul the vow within 30 days. In fact, Rav and Shmuel already argued on this exact point regarding a vow that he would not have tashmish with his wife. So why do you have to restate this over here as well? Again, if he made it for no time limit, Rav would say divorce right away. Shmuel would say wait for two weeks or 1 week, depending if you hold it b'sham v'shilo. Mar says, because if we would only say the machleik is in the case, in that case over there regarding tashmish, we would say in that case, Rav says he has to divorce her immediately because no one else can stand in his place and have tashmish with her. However, in the case of support, where he can appoint someone to support her in his place, maybe Rav would agree, therefore agree with Shmuel that he should wait and see maybe he can be made for the neder or matter the neder. If we would only say the case of support, we would think that Shmuel holds that way only over there because he can put someone in his place. But regarding Tashmish, maybe he would agree with Rav if they have to divorce right away. Therefore, we need both cases. Our Mishnah said that if one vows to prohibit his wife from a particular fruit, he would have to divorce her immediately. Now, according to Rav, we can say that the case of support is where he gave a time limit and that's why it's 30 days. But in this case, he did not. That's why he has to divorce her immediately. But according to Shmuel, why does he have to divorce her immediately? And Mara said the case is where she made the vow and he confirmed the vow by not being made for it. Since she made the vow and is now demanding a divorce, there's no reason to think that she will get it annulled. And that's why the divorce has to take place immediately, because he can't get it annulled. It's not his vow. So we have to say that Rav holds that since he confirmed the vow, he is considered to have caused it. His confirmation is what causes it, and that's why he's responsible to pay for the ksuba. In fact, Rabbi Yosi brings machlok to Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda on the one hand, and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Elazar on the other hand, where Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda say that even when a husband confirms the vow, a vow's wife of the Nazirah is actually in that case, it's considered to be that the wife is the one who causes it, and therefore he can divorce her without having to pay a ksuba. So we see that Rabbi says that it's considered to be the wife's fault, not the husband's. He's not on the hook. The Mara says, we have to reverse the shittas. Epech. In fact, but in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi says that he has to divorce her and pay the ksuba. So that would mean that he also considers him to be the one, the one who causes this whole situation when he confirms the vows. How can you say Rabbi Yosi says over there that it's her fault, not his? Mar says by switching, that's what you're saying. Mar says it must be that Remei and Rabbi Yosi are the ones who appear together and they hold that it's that he's to be the cause. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar are the ones who appear together and hold that he is not to be the cause. It's her, she who is the cause. In fact, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that he has to divorce her and pay the ksuba. So it must be that he also considers that the man is the cause over here by confirming the vow. The Mara said it must be that it's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yehuda who hold that he's considered to be the cause by confirming, and it's only Rabbi Elazar by himself who argues and says that she's the one to be the cause. Another answer we can say that maybe Rabbi Meir actually holds that he is not considered to be at fault, it's considered to be her. Our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. We wanted to say our Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir, but we would say therefore that our Meir does not follow Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Meir. According to Shmuel's understanding, the Mishnah's later cases are discussing where the wife made the vow and the husband confirmed them by not nullifying them, not being made for them. That would mean that Rabbi Yosi holds that the husband could have annulled the vow of a wife who vowed not to use perfume. However, in a brisa, Rabbi Yosi says that such a vow could not be, a husband cannot be made for such a vow. Mar says our Mishnah is referring to a vow that she will not use cosmetics that allow them to have tashmish, meaning that it removes the hair in her private area. Such a vow can surely be annulled by the husband. That's considered to be dvar mishbein noy levein no. This answer doesn't work according to Rav Adar Bar Ahava, who says that this type of vow also can't be annulled, husband can't be made for. Mara said the case is that she vowed not to use cosmetic and vowed that if she does, she'll be ushered him to have tashmish. This clearly is beinoy levenoy, that affects the husband, and he therefore could be made for such a vow. Mara, why can't she just not use the cosmetics and in that way remain mutter to the husband? Mara said because people will begin calling her disgusting, so eventually we know she will use the cosmetics, that's the problem. Mara, if this is the case, why does the Tanakhama say that she has to get divorced immediately? Why don't we wait until she uses the cosmetics, and then when she becomes usher, he'll have to divorce her within 2 weeks according to Beis Shammai, within a week according to Beis Hillel, as the Mishnah earlier says, where he promised not to have tashmish with her. Mara says that's only true when he makes the vow, because she's not sure she wants to get divorced because she thinks maybe he'll calm down and get rid of his neder. However, when she's the one who made the vow and he wasn't made for it, she sees that he really hates her and therefore she can demand to get a divorce immediately. Mishnah said, Rabbi Yosi, Yomim Baniyah Shaloi Nosan Kitzpah. How much can the time limit be? How long can the time limit be? So Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel said 12 months. Rabbi Achana named Rabbi Yechon said 10 years. Rabbi Chisra named Rabbi Avimi said only until Yomtiv because Jewish girls use cosmetics for Yomtiv. The Mishnah ended off, Uvashir Shloishim Yomim. Rabbi explained the reason for 30 days allowance is is because the cosmetic application actually continues to benefit the woman for 30 days. So for 30 days without putting on new, it's okay. More than that, it's a problem. Zok the Mishnah, if a husband made a vow prohibiting his wife to go to her father's house, if the father lives in the same city as them, then he can stay married to her if the vow is for not more than a month. If it's for more, he has to divorce her and pay her ksuba. If the father lives in another city, then if the vow was only over one yomtiv, he can stay married to her. But if it was over three yomtiv, he has to divorce her and pay her ksuba. Next case. If a husband makes a vow prohibiting his wife from going to a house of mourners or to a wedding, he has to divorce and pay her ksuba because he has locked the door in front of her. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. However, if he made this vow because of something else, again, we'll see in the Gemara, that would be permitted and he doesn't have to divorce her. Zok the Mishnah, if the husband made a vow on a condition that she tells someone about a private thing that she had told her husband or a private thing that he had told her, or on a condition that she fill up and pour out into the garbage, what that means, we'll see in the Gemara, he has to divorce her immediately and pay her ksuba. Frek the Gemara, the Mishnah speaks of a vow of one or three yamtayim. What's halacha if the vow includes two yamtayim? Abaye said, when the Mishnah says three would require an immediate divorce, which suggests two would not, it's following a Behuda who allows the kohen extra time before requiring a divorce. Rabbi Ulu said, a woman who's eager to go back to her father's house made the man a divorce, even if the vow that includes two yamtayim. Otherwise, she can't do so unless it includes three yamtayim.